The Supreme Court recently ruled that it's not only state legislatures who can draw congressional district lines. That decision has one Democratic state lawmaker considering legislation to take authority away from lawmakers and give it to an independent commission. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta are the co-hosts of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Hello there.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Rick, tell us a little about what Michigan Representative John Hoadley would like to do.
Well, it's still in the planning stages. He's still not sure exactly what he would like to do. But, you know, sort of writ large, it would be take the process of drawing district lines for Congress, for the state legislature, and as a matter of fact, because in Michigan, our Court of Appeals is elected by districts that are drawn by the legislature, take all of that and give it to some kind of independent redistricting commission that would try to do the job, either if not impervious to political interests, then right. At least maybe less so.
Zoe, this is not something that I can imagine Republicans are going to likely go for, particularly not by just passing legislation.
Right. So there's these two options, right? Do it through the state legislature, which, as we know, is controlled by Republicans in both the state House, state Senate, and of course, any bill has to be signed by the Republican governor. No, absolutely not. Republicans have been in charge of drawing these lines for the past 15 years, since the dawn of the millennium.
The last three cycles that they've had the good fortune to be in charge of all of those branches of government.
Absolutely.
When redistricting time has come around.
And so why would Republicans want to give that up? And let's be very clear that if it was the opposite way, Democrats controlled the maps, they likely wouldn't want to give it up either.
Not going to surrender the keys to the car.
Right. So a Democratic lawmaker saying, okay, there's this legislation, but where a lot of talk is too is on this possibility of a ballot initiative in 2016. So you would gather all of the signatures up now, put that on the ballot in 2016 when, as we've talked about lots of times with you, Cindy, there are more Democrats in Michigan who turn out in the polls in presidential years.
Yes.
2016, seeing something like that could pass then on the ballot.
They think that 2016 is their best shot. And if not, then Democrats have to do that slog, that they're going to have to win seats next year. They'll have to, you know, be able to maintain what they've gained in the off year, which is typically better for Republicans, and then hope to gain more seats, enough to keep or hold a majority when redistricting time, the next redistricting time comes around with the new decade.
Very tall order for a as yet unnamed new head of the Democratic Party in Michigan.
It absolutely is. And the other thing, of course, is, again, this is not something Republicans want to give up. So there will be money put in against this kind of ballot drive to get a no vote. And of course, as we know, again, something else we've talked about on It's Just Politics, this idea of voters and ballot proposals. Right. That you've got to be. I mean, look at what happened with Prop 1. It's not easy to pass a ballot proposal, although
it's not. And Democrats are going to have to think twice, Democrats and progressives, about, you know, where they want to put their resources, because there will probably be multiple ballot questions in 2012 when there was a sort of an election reform proposal on the ballot. That went down in flames, and there were a lot of D's who kind of felt like, well, maybe what was put into trying to adopt that ballot proposal, if that had been put into some state House or state Senate races, then things might have turned out a little bit differently.
Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thanks, Cindy.
You bet.